From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission, to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Julian date 20272. Greetings from myself and the Art of Planetary Science. We bring to you the largest virtual art show event we've ever attempted. In fact, that's easy to say because it's the only virtual art show we've attempted. Interestingly enough, receiving the largest amount of submissions from around the world made it the largest art show in some regards. However, as a planetary scientist working by order of magnitude in large scales, we lost an entire order of magnitude of people in attendance. From hundreds of people who would have viewed the art with their own eyes in the atrium of the Lunar and Planetary Laboratory was lost. Instead, we received tens of people via Zoom tuning in, although from around the world, which was something beautiful in itself. Of course, these Zoom events were themed around art, planetary science, one we see sort of in the same when we view the data, images, sometimes even the models that we create to understand the objects in our solar system. And we don't want to get bogged down PowerPoints, jargon, undigestible words. Instead, showing off the art, the artists, and the scientists who are also artists. We aim to explore the beauty and elegance of our solar system and beyond, as we highlight data art, fine art, and for the first time in the show's history, moon-themed art, as we were partnered with International Observe the Moon Night and hosted many moon-themed talks, visuals, and of course the exhibition, all virtually, to celebrate Earth's moon. We also honed in on the University of Arizona's large prominence in the space race era, and subsequently, as some of us like to brag, being involved with almost essentially every mission to every body we've been to in the solar system. Mostly via the Lunar and Planetary Laboratories, large repertoire, scientists, modelers, geologists, geochemists, huge spread, which really shows what planetary sciences was born from. And we were able to do this virtually, which also allowed us to be streamed on NASA TV. And we got to look through the Mount Lemmon Sky Center telescopes via Zoom. I essentially curated our side of the moon-themed events around the historical component of my department and the story of what I sort of consider to be the birth of planetary sciences as a scientific field itself. And that's, of course, the history and story of Kuiper. And, of course, many people know the term Kuiper, introduced after demoting Pluto to a Kuiper Belt object, or KBO, as we like to say. But Kuiper would actually probably hate that something was named after him. He was a pretty tough guy, but he's essentially the birth of planetary sciences. He made the first rectified images of the moon and essentially helped pave the way to the first missions to the moon, the Ranger and Surveyor missions, and crashing things into the moon for the first time and trying to find them later when Apollo astronauts are visiting the surface of the moon, and created these giant lunar atlases. And we still have planetary scientists in our department that actually worked under Kuiper, although when they were undergrads once upon a time. And I was lucky enough to connect with some of these folk, some of which actually even submit art to the show, reminding us that scientists are artists too. And all in all, it was a really fun event. But I just knew it wasn't the same. The halls that should have been filled with art, visuals of our universe, how we all view maybe the space in which we occupy is slightly different from one another. We should be learning from that. Instead, it's something you gotta go click on, sit on, stare at for minutes to hours. So perhaps we need something better than Zoom, and I'd really like to think that there's some software developers out there making something better than Zoom. Please, someone out there, make something better than Zoom. Please make something that you can share two screens at the same time. I feel as though we have the technology to make something a bit more interactive and capable than Zoom, but I digress. It's inspired me to continue my art, of course my science. Perhaps there's better ways to stream, to engage with our public audience and our scientists. Perhaps using art is the next way to engage with the public via scientific topics that some may question. It's probably all too often that I receive questions about the lunar landings being real when we have pieces from those missions that come through the doors of my department. But it's a big mistrust in science, and it really hurts me. If there is anything that this virtual odyssey has taught me so far, is that we could be using this as potentially a new tool, a teaching tool, to normalize these scientific facts, things we've observed, and to make it more accessible with better visualizations or different considerations to senses, teaching different things about the world around us. And of course, the objects you see in the night sky. And that goes beyond our solar system. This is Alice Sunny, signing off. Godspeed on your virtual odyssey.
Just you and I will.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Getting down in 3D, Lightyear groove. Well, all right. You hear that noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Tracy Hockett, Captain's Log, Stardate October 7th, 2020. I am super blessed as I have continued to work during this pandemic. First, 3 days a week for 4 hours each day, and effective October 1st, back to Monday through Friday, but still just 4 hours a day. I love it. I've been able to get a lot of things done, cleaning out old things, and more importantly, self-care, walking, reading, and just resting. Again, I love it. My only problem is I have gained probably 10 pounds. Feels more like 50. Have to get some control over that eating. But other than that, this pandemic has been kind of a blessing for me. All my loved ones are safe and healthy. I have more time for myself, and I learned a ton of things in keeping Sunday's Gospel Truth playing remotely. I love it. I love it.
Are you hip to Easter Island? The Bermuda Triangle? Well, all right. Ain't nothing but a party. Star Child here. Citizens of the universe, I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Sing, fellas. Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me.
Hit the band. Oh, if you're having fun, got in on the mothership. When Gable's horn blow, you better be ready to go. Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time.
From KXCI in Tucson, this has been the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Thank you to KXCI Sunday Morning Gospel Truth DJ Tracy Hockett and Captain Allison McGraw of the Lunar and Planetary Lab at U of A for joining us tonight. Sending good thoughts your way. For music on tonight's program, you just heard P-Funk's song, Mothership Connection. We also heard music from Spiritualized, new music from Godbody Disconnect, and paired with Captain McGraw's log, we heard some spacey-themed music from local artist Cactus Rat. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. I'm Amy A. signing off tonight with the words of Star Trek Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Seize the time. Live now. Make now always the most precious time. Now will never come again.
Live long and prosper.